Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Happy Friday, Chip.
Hi.
Hey, TG motherfucking IF, okay?
Is it going to be another beautiful weekend here in Nashville, Tennessee?
I don't even know. My world has been so crazy this week that checking the weather has not been top of my agenda.
I mean, like, I love this time of year because it's like coming out of winter, you forget that, like, you're going to have nice weather at some point, you know? Uh-huh. And then you start waking up and it's nice every day and you're like, there's no way this is going to continue,
I wish that the listeners could see you talking about weather right now.
I'm
you're
like looking
literally
outside.
Like
it's
giddy.
So pretty.
He has the biggest smile. He's using his hand. He's very animated.
Oh, I love
very,
it.
You seem happy, joyous, and free.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like now we can go drink on patios and stuff. You know, there's nothing better than
that's
drinking
what summer
on a patio.
Means to you.
Yeah. And Wave Country opens, you know.
Oh, God. Can you tell the listeners about, if you are new to this podcast and you have not heard Chip talk about Wave Country, you obviously haven't listened in the summer, but it's about to be summer. So I feel like you should give them some backstory because I'm sure we will be hearing about it.
Yes. So Wave Country is, I don't even know when it opened, like probably early 80s or something. And
so it's basically my age.
Yeah, it's like older than Kelly.
Cool.
And it is owned by the city, and it's just a big wave pool that's got four slides, five slides.
Sounds
one of them's for children. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you like swimming with Band-Aids, I was recommend
like so this is where you and I could not be more different because Chip loves a water park, like living his
love
best
them.
Life. He will go by himself. He's the creepy guy in the wave pool by himself.
Right. I am.
I
will just like lay on a float and, mm-hmm. you know, they're often playing like Jack FM. And I think that's a good enough, like every city has Jack FM now.
What kind of music? Because
it's
we
like
don't know.
The best hits of today and yesterday. Like it's just like kind
tagline.
Of the best. It's like,
legit,
you know, like there's
the
classic
tagline.
Hits, but then there's modern stuff too.
Sure, and, sure.
There's songs that everyone knows, you know, like
yeah.
any big karaoke song is played on Jack.
Did you want to give us an example?
You know, like Don't Stop Believin'.
Don't Stop.
Yeah, or like Sweet Child of Mine. But then
yeah,
it'll
it's
be
nice
like
background music.
Celine Dion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
naturally.
I will go there by myself and sit on a float and just stare up at the sun and sing out loud to Jack FM. And I know everyone in the pool, including the lifeguards who are 16 and 17 years old.
Right.
Are like, who is this crazy person?
Do
but
you
I just
feel,
working on my tan.
Do you feel like in case of an emergency, a 16 or 17 year old child essentially could save you?
No.
At Wave Country?
No.
Just wanted to check. So cool. So
I mean, they
there.
Do have those like little floating torpedo things.
I don't know about those because I myself do not go to water parks because I hate them.
Well, they, you know, they use them at like on Baywatch. You know that thing like.
Oh, yeah.
Pam Anderson's.
Well, that's all I can
tour.
Picture
yeah.
is Pamela Anderson running down the beach in a red bikini carrying one of those.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have her rescuing you from a wave pool.
I mean, that'd be different. I would purposely drown.
Even the gay men love Pamela.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I just have this thing about sitting in water, and I know there's chlorine, so don't come at me about this, but there is something about the wave pool that I find so disturbing. First of all, you know every single person in there is peeing, and I think probably doing other bathroom things in there. Second of all, like you mentioned, the Band-Aids. Like, why are there always just floating Band-Aids at water parks? It just feels so unsanitary to me, and I can't get over it. And I'm not even like OCD or germaphobe or anything like that normally. But right. That situation, it's something about sitting in water. Like, I don't know. It just really grosses me out.
I think the reason why Band-Aids are there is because they fall off in the water.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah, that's
why they're there.
You think I thought a Band-Aid just walked from Walgreens and popped into the wave pool?
Yeah, to be clear, these are not Band-Aids that are still in their packaging. They're So they slid off a toe or a finger. But
That's gross. A wound, though, because you don't wear a Band-Aid just for fun.
No, you don't. But they get pushed to the shallow end because of the waves, and I'm in the deep end. And also, there's so much chlorine. Like, I went there during COVID. I thought it was safer to go to the wave pool than it was to go to the grocery store. And I didn't get COVID.
Well, you're outside, so. Yeah.
With swimming in bleach.
Maybe you're onto something. Maybe that was what saved you. Because I've had COVID a lot of times.
I know. So. Well, I ended up having it, but never during the summer.
I'm about to rock your world with this transition. So,
anyway,
I was going to say is the only time I feel like I can't get in touch with Chip during the summer is if he is at Wave Country. And so if Chip is not responding to my text, I immediately know where he is. Like, that is the one place that Chip does not get back to you on a text.
Yeah, I can't have my phone in the water.
Was that not good?
That was good.
So today,
I didn't even see it coming.
I know, blindsided you. So today, I really wanted to discuss not returning texts. And Chip and I have kind of been going back and forth about just all the reasons that this might happen. And it's so interesting when you really think about our culture. Texting is the number one form of communication at this point, I feel. In 2024, I personally feel like I get more texts than phone calls, even more than like emails. Like I told you before this, I get booked on jobs via text a lot of times now. Like people check my availability via text. Yeah. I mean, it's not all the time, but I would say that it's become our number one format for texting. And because of that, and communicating, sorry.
Yeah.
And because of that, it almost feels like we're to the place now where maybe we need to talk about a little bit of etiquette here and like what's appropriate, what is fair, maybe what are we missing and how are we going wrong with it? And so I brought go ahead.
I was just going to say, and how do we put the lid back on Pandora's box? You know, like because I feel like it's because it's just going to keep getting worse. Like I think that email is going to become a thing of the past.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that it can or will or whatever that'll look like, but I did find myself this week, like I said, I've been really busy and kind of like running back to back to back to back to back. And I'll get to the end of the day and realize I have not opened my email. And then it's like you open your email and there's a whole nother world. And
there's a whole nother world. You're like, oh, wow. Oh, well, geez, you know, it's like we now live in a world where like a 25 megabyte photo is too big to send an email, but you can text it and it comes through clearly. So
that's
that like it's weird. So I think that we're going to start to see less email. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like I end up texting a lot more mm-hmm. for work stuff than email. And email is like a second class citizen to me right now, and which is scary because I prefer it for work.
Of course, because you know why? It's the lack of urgency. There's like a little more, people don't know when you read it. They don't know that it's like right there in your phone. Like if you have to consciously go check an email where a text is just flying into your phone. And that was the main thing that you brought up about this whole situation, like where we are now with our culture with so much texting is being constantly on call, kind
right.
of. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I would like to do a little bit of a breakdown because there are so many different relationships that we have that we communicate, right? So we have work relationships, we have family relationships, we have romantic relationships, and we have friendships.
Yeah.
And the way that I communicate or the expectations that I have in those communications are different in all four of those categories. And, you know, like I do believe, and even though I don't practice it, I think that work-life balance is really important. Mm-hmm. And it should be something that should be respected on both sides. I tend to work in a business that does not sleep. You know, yeah. So it's
I work in that same business.
Yeah, it's really difficult to have that work-life balance.
It is.
And now when texting is part of the conversation, it is really hard to turn it off. You know, like mm-hmm. I know that there are some companies out there that assistants, I think at WME or maybe at CAA, these are two big agencies. One of them, they're not allowed to take their computers home and they don't have email on their phone. So when they leave the office, they can't work, which is
what a nice fucking, luxury.
Fucking brilliant, you know, like, and yeah. I worked as late as my boss did. So I couldn't leave until she left in my first job as an assistant. And it trained me to just constantly because she was single and had no kids. So she worked really hard mm-hmm. and, you know, work was her life. And so I started my career with no work-life balance. So I've never been able to really get it back.
Yeah.
Until I moved to Nashville and it got a little bit better because in New York and LA, people tend to marry and have kids older, mm-hmm. whereas people start families younger in the South.
So
there is a little bit more of respect yeah. for the family life. So
yeah.
That's been a nice little introduction. Anyway, I'm digressing, but for work stuff, I prefer it to be email so that there is a paper thread and it's like you can kind of see back and forth and you can pull people in if you need certain things answered. And it's a big conversation happening together. And it's not just all these side texts that are hard to search and hard to save and hard to reference. But I feel like now everyone treats everything with such urgency mm-hmm. that it's a text. And I'm the same as you. At the end of the day, I look at my email and I'm like, oh, now I've got to deal with this shit.
Well, so that's work. But what were you going to mention about what's your variation between work, relationship?
Obviously it's when you're in a relationship, like that person has expectations that they're supposed to feel like the most important person in your life.
Yeah.
So, and you know, also, you probably should. They should feel like the most important person in your life. So it's you want to constantly be chatting with them. So it's like that I prefer to be over text because then it's like in constant communication. In fact, in my last relationship, it was months before I had his email address. It was all just text and phone calls. Like I didn't have any reason to email
him. You really don't need it unless you're like booking a flight.
Yeah, booking a flight. Then, you know, my mom, she doesn't text. So I have to call her
right.
and I prefer to talk to my family on the phone because it's a different kind of conversation unless it's just me and my sister like bullshitting about stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I guess friends is sort of all over the place. Like it's usually like group text with friends and
right.
just like making plans and stuff. It's very rare. I do have a couple of friends that like to have really long text conversations. And then I'm just like, can we just fucking talk for a minute? Like,
yeah.
This is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Although it is really convenient to like text and watch TV at the same time. You can kind of do
that. That's why I do it is because yeah. I can be doing other things.
Right.
But I'm with you. Certain things you just need to make the call. So what you're saying or what I'm hearing you say is your text to not text ratio or how you communicate with people, what avenue is different based on what kind of relationship that you have.
Yes. Yeah. I think there is a strata there.
Use words that the rest of us know?
Well, it's just like there's I want to say delineation. Like all those relationships are treated a little differently. Like for mm-hmm. example, within work, mm-hmm. if you need something from your boss.
Yeah.
And your boss is a texter and your boss isn't responding to your text.
Yeah.
It can be really stressful, but it's also really irresponsible to be like, well, I texted my boss just move on and like,
yeah.
don't get something done in time or whatever. Or you run the risk of being forced to make a decision that might be counter to what your boss would have had you do.
Sure.
But if your boss isn't responding, like what is your recourse? So, I mean, I do think it's, you have to like, learn people and learn their expectations. Like for me, if I think I've gotten to the point now where if something is really urgent, a phone call, like if someone mm-hmm. calls me, that means something's important because
Absolutely.
That's like, they need the answer now.
Mm-hmm.
But text feels like it's just one step short of that too. Whereas email is like, get to it when you get to it. And then if you fucking mail me something, you're lucky if I ever open it.
Carrier pigeon. God, what? That was really difficult for me.
Could you imagine a pigeon carrier?
I was watching this show, The Gentleman, on Netflix the other day. It's so good, by the way, if you guys need a new binge show. And in one of the scenes, the guy prefers carrier pigeons. And I was dying. I'm just like, oh, my God, that is an actual thing. He can send notes. That way I had no idea.
Yeah.
But so that's interesting. So the point you're making is it's varied between relationships. And I was saying to you when I first even brought this topic up, one of my big like pet peeves is when people don't respond. And I know a lot of it is like I feel like it's almost disrespectful for me when someone texts me to not respond. So like, yes, if I'm not responding to you, there's usually a reason. Either I'm super busy, or there's always a reason. I'm super busy and I have not been able to get to my phone. But like, even when I'm really busy, I'm pretty good about it. And I'm pretty good about it pretty quickly. Or I'm driving, obviously.
Right.
Or I've already told you the answer. I've set the boundary, whatever you want, like whatever the situation was, and I'm not going to fucking say it again. So that's like, so it's an intentional not.
So
response.
It isn't, that is like not responding at that point is your answer.
Is my response.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
But there are people in my life who don't operate that way and they don't feel obligated to respond to all their texts. They are just like, I'm just in a place where I don't have the energy or whatever. And I just have like a guilty conscience. Like,
yeah.
'Cause to me, I'm like, that's just communicating to that person that they're not important to me.
Right.
And I never want to make anyone feel that way, but I just don't think everyone feels that way. So
no.
What is the etiquette there? Like, what is the reality?
I honestly, I don't know what it is, because I also think that, you know, and people do throw this word around, boundaries are important, and we cannot make assumptions about why someone's not responding to us every,
right.
It's because it's not the same reason every time. I saw this, it was funny because Kelly brought up this topic the other day, and then a friend of mine shared this on his story, and I took a screenshot of it. I don't know what the screenshot's from, but it's like someone poses like a question and then someone just answers it. It looks like it might have been on Reddit or something, but it's
okay.
People who don't reply until days later, why? It's a relatively very new phenomenon that basically anyone in your life gets access to all the time. It was only 20 years ago that if you left the house for the day, you were actually gone. You'd return messages when you got back hours or even days later. And someone responded, "The phone is there for my convenience. It is not an electronic leash. If it's not convenient for me to talk to you for any reason," and this applies to texting too, including, "I'm just not feeling social right now, I'm not obligated to answer. This is not rude. This is a normal personal boundary." And that just made me think, like, that's so right. But I too, like, harbor guilt when I don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst is when I know I haven't responded and then I run into somebody and it's like, oh my God, I
you
owe you a
that.
Text.
Hi.
Like,
oh my God, so sorry.
Oh my God, I meant to text you back. Did that not go through? Oh
but
my
like,
God.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I have so many relationships where I talk to certain friends so regularly that if I don't respond because I'm such a normal responder, they're like, are you okay?
Yeah, we like send someone over to your house like you're crying in the bathtub.
Like literally. And so like what you just said is interesting to me because I hear what that person is saying and I don't really know that I understand why you can't just say, hey, I'm trying to be off my phone or something. Like if it's a person that's important to you, for sure, specifically, or a person you talk to regularly, I don't think that it's too much to ask to send a text that says, hey, I just need to be off my phone today, or hey, I'm busy.
Right.
Like, to just
I'll get back to you in a bit. Yeah.
I find this to be the biggest issue with like our culture is we don't know how to fucking communicate, yet we have so much access to all the communication possible. Like you're saying, like we're so easily reached at all times now because we have text, email, Instagram, like there's all these things, whatever, that you can find people and see where they are and all the stuff.
Right.
Yet basic communication skills, like simply saying one sentence to explain something to someone else or just to kind of be like, hey, I'll get to this in a mid or whatever. It's not that difficult, yet it seems so complex for so many people to me. And to me, when I look at it, because I know so much about the like anxious avoidant dynamic, it just creates this perpetual cycle of fucking with everyone's head. Yeah. And anyway, like I think it's like a person's responsibility to take care of their own needs. If you're not getting a response and like you're spiraling out, like that's on you. You got to go like figure out what's happening. But I also just think I'm like, would it be so difficult, especially for a romantic relationship, but even a friendship, like just send the fucking text or like when you do get back to it, you know, I'm sorry, I've been super busy or whatever it is. I just think like communication is not that difficult. And so why is it so fucking difficult?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. As you were talking, I started thinking about like, sometimes I'll send friends like a funny song or a video or a meme or whatever. And of course, it's always nice to get some sort of like ha-ha or a response. But, you know, I've got friends that don't. But I know that they're watching them and they just know it's me like thinking of them. Back in, you know, like when I was in high school, like if I thought of you, I might like send you a postcard. And I didn't expect a postcard in return.
Send a MySpace message is what we used to do.
Oh, my God. We didn't have computer.
Or
have,
AIM. Remember AIM?
Oh, my God. Messenger. AIM. That was not
We've even. We've been gearing up for this world. I didn't even have that in high school. Oh, wow. I'm a couple years older.
I'm old.
I found this article on WikiHow, and it said, it was like talking about text anxiety. Like a lot of people have text anxiety. So if someone's not responding to your text, like I said earlier, it might trigger certain people. But they said, don't worry. They may just be taking time to process your text. Okay. This is the most basic, like no shit Sherlock article ever, but I'm going to give you guys some points anyway. They're just processing what you said, which is they might be, you know, taking their time to understand and reply. Like, okay, cool. They're experiencing text anxiety. For some people, texting can cause a flood of anxious feelings. I've actually experienced this with other people where if they have a lot going on or don't know what to say, they just don't say anything. But I'm like, then say, I don't know what to say again.
Right.
This is
right.
Like back to my communication issues.
Right.
They're experiencing digital burnout. That is real. And I totally support taking like a step back from your phone. They're struggling with their mental health. They have a condition that impacts focus, like ADHD. They're avoiding conflict. They're giving you the silent treatment. They're ghosting you. They're genuinely busy.
I was going to say, like, please tell me they are busy is on this list.
It is. And that is a valid excuse, I believe. However, did you hear so many of the other ones are completely just about not knowing how to process feelings, deal with emotions, and communicate properly. So again, it becomes a relationship issue if you really think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing that makes it like why we're even having this conversation is because text is, I mean, it is a new form of communication. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not that new, but it is
newer that it's the main.
Yeah. Form. That it's like this. Yeah. It's like everyone texts now except for my mom and, my dad texts and he's older than her. But I can remember when I was at my first job in New York City, it's when texting, I was a very early adopter to texting, but it was even like cell phones were, it was like new that cell phones were widely available and everyone had them. And I remember thinking like it was a privilege to have someone's cell phone number. Like all the executives at our company, like it was not in their signature. It was like their assistant's email or phone number, maybe their direct work line and their email. And that was how you had to communicate with these people because the cell phone was sacred. It was like, you know, the bat phone to them. And you weren't just running. And even on business cards, people, we never put our cell phones on business cards.
It was just like emergency only, or you're really close to the person if you have
it. And it was meant, it was really meant to be a work thing. Like it wasn't meant so that you could like chat with your friends all day.
Right.
And now it's become like, it is our lifeline to the world. Like we do everything with our phones, you know, in some countries, they only use Apple Pay and Samsung Pay or Google Pay or whatever. Like people don't even carry wallets anymore, you know?
Do you remember when to text you had to do the numbers and it was like you had to hit three, you had to hit one like three times to get to C or something? Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
God, my Nokia, a little
Nokia. But then it was like predictive text started coming and I'm like, shit, I'm playing Snake really on my phone.
Yeah, but what you said earlier, you were like, we've come so far, yet is it the right thing? And so I brought up the younger generations because I've been experiencing frustration with texting with younger generations.
Yep. Well,
good one.
Well, I didn't know if I was getting ready to interrupt you or if you were finished with your thought. I, you know, not to defend them, but also to defend them, like every fucking day, someone, myself included, thinks or says out loud, I hate my fucking phone. I wish I could delete it all and throw this thing away, or I'm moving to a flip phone or whatever. And maybe they're actually wising up and not, and this is like their reaction to that and they're taking their lives back. Maybe it's actually a good thing. We have just become accustomed to that expectation. You know, look, I think it is never good to be a poor communicator.
Okay. Like, I can get on, you know,
like
with this,
you like taking your life back is not like I get to be a poor communicator because I'm taking my life back. You can say I'll follow up in the morning. Like I don't work at night, you know, or whatever it is. Like there is a way to communicate. I'm not texting you right now. It's 9:30
I mean, if it's after out, that there's like circumstances like, that make sense to me, but let me give an example.
Okay.
So, okay, first of all, just in general, the younger generations, it's interesting to me because as much as our culture seems built on urgency and accessibility, there is a lack of urgency in the younger generations.
That's true.
And I'm not saying this, I don't know, like I don't think that we've necessarily created the healthiest culture. I agree with that as well. And so you're right. There are some things that are ingrained in me because like what you said earlier about your earlier work experience, that's how I've been taught to work too. And that's how you kind of have to work in our business if you want it. Like it's one of those jobs. It's like if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So who's going to work the hardest and like keep, you know, the hustle going and whatever. And that's usually who succeeds. And so I think I'm shocked sometimes, like when I have people working for me or in this specific instance, I was trying to hire someone to film something for me. And a lot of the video people that I know are on the road on the weekends and it's on a Friday. So they're, you know, they were already out of town. So I'm getting references from people and just all the things. And I was told to message this one kid because I was like, is there anyone like younger that's just trying to get started? Because like what I need is pretty straightforward and basic. And so I was asking around on set one day and I got this guy's number. He's like probably early 20s. And so I texted him and like it was the middle of a work day. I didn't feel the need to call him, like, because that's how I've learned to communicate or whatever. But I didn't hear back from him. So I text the guy who gave me the referral, and he was like, oh, he does travel. It was like a Tuesday, though. He does travel sometimes for work. Let me text him and check in. And he like texts the guy, and the guy writes him back and says, yeah, he was doing something, but I don't really know what. They didn't tell me, but I didn't get the sense that he was like traveling or whatever. He responds to me the next day, and I was so turned off because it was a work. Like, it wasn't like I'm just texting you whatever, but like I was texting about a work opportunity. And also, like, I can't move forward, or it kept me having to like go through, are you going to be able to do this? Like, I have to cover my ass and find someone. So like,
right.
And I just don't understand it. Cause when I was starting my career, I mean, I was like working for free. I was like, get me on set. I'll be wherever if someone texts me about a job, I'm responding right away. Like, if you have a job opportunity for me, I am there in 2 minutes. Like, it's like, I don't understand not having that. Like, that's so weird. This is not my first experience with this. That's what I'm saying. So then when he came back in the next day and was very nonchalant, like, I still needed somebody actually at that point, but I like went out of my way to find someone else who responded in a timely manner and had a little more urgency. But anyway, I guess my point is just like, I hear what you're saying, and maybe they are taking their life back ish. But I'm also like, where's the line between like taking care of responsibility, working hard, building something, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and learning how to fucking communicate in business? Because if you can't fucking respond to a text of mine, I'm not hiring you.
Well, that's the thing, especially when it's like, because this example is like, you are offering someone a job.
He tried to charge me a lot, and I was like, okay, bye, bitch.
bye.
You.
You're like, nah, we good.
Yeah.
We good.
That was just icing on the cake. But yeah,
you're like, yeah.
It was really about the communication, because I'm just like, if you're not, to me, what that said was, you're not reliable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to be waiting on you to be there on time, because I don't trust you now. And I also am like, what if you got flaky the day of? Like, it just produced a lot of different feelings in me that I didn't know that about that person. And I still don't know that to be true about that person. But because of the lack of urgency or just communicating, hey, I'm on set, can I text you about this tomorrow for details?
Right.
I would have been like, sure. Great.
100%. Yeah. That's clear communication. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
All I'm asking for ever, Chip, is clear communication.
Clear communication.
You know, this goes with men. This goes with jobs.
It all comes down to that.
And if you can't do basic communication, you're telling me so much about you. That's it.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Anyway,
look, it might be that you're just an anxious person, and that's fine because you don't want an anxious person.
Listen,
being
why
your
did you have to
shot
fire this right now?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you might. The non-response might just be that you're an anxious person, and you're like, I can't deal with two things at once. I'm not saying you're the anxious person.
Oh, I thought you were calling me.
I'm saying
anxious.
A non-response might be because someone's anxious about it, and then you're like, I don't want to work with that person. Any like if they're too high strung, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting because women are so good at doing multiple things at a time. And I think men are a little more laser focused on the one thing they're doing. And so I feel like this creates a really weird dynamic, especially with texting, because I hear so many girls being like, well, they're like, well, he's at work, but like, so what? I'm still like, they're texting all day, every day, you know, and they just get so frustrated. And I'm like, okay, well, he is at work. Like there are boundaries, but I hear what they're saying too of like, he could say, hey, babe, like I'm at work. And when I'm at work, like I can't respond right away all the time or whatever it is. Like,
or double click a heart, you know?
Yeah, like, it ain't that hard.
Yeah, I'm alive, but my job is stressful.
Right.
See you later. Yeah.
I think that's all. So basically, all that I'm asking for here from this conversation to anyone listening who's feeling me at all, or maybe feels the opposite, it's like all that I think that this problem could be resolved, and I don't think texting is going anywhere. So I think that we have to kind of consider how to resolve these things. But I just think it's like, think about what actually the person is asking of you. Like, I do think a lot of people get anxious and overwhelmed and then they shut down because they're like, I didn't know what to say. And it's like, are they asking you to solve the problem though? Or are they just asking like a question? And if you don't know what to say, you could say, hey, I don't really know what to say to that. Or let me think about this. Yeah. Can I get back to you by 5:30 on Friday or something? You know, give a time, give a specific. But it's just like we have to learn better basic communications because our culture is not slowing down with the mass communication. Like it's almost like we've built the technology, but our brains and our like emotional intelligence has not grown yet
right.
to match it.
I also think, too, we need to put a little onus on the first person who reaches out to. Like, if something is urgent, you should say that. You should say,
urgent,
hey,
all caps.
Or like, text. Hey, sorry to bother you at night, but I need to get this done. Or, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just like reaching out of the blue, like I'm in a pickle or whatever it is. Sure. So that it says like, I need a response. Like, you can't sit around on this. Or like, I know you're at work. I'm dying to know this. Or yeah. whatever it is. You can't just be like, hey, do you want to get dinner tonight? And expect someone to think that like, you urgently need that answer.
You know? Or you know what's worse? Is because texting, you can't hear tones. The person could be like crying. They're having a terrible day. And they're like, hey, you want to get dinner tonight? And then you don't respond. And you're, but so it's like, okay, so
now I know how you really feel, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, and then you just internalize it. You think they hate you, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, well, if you had started the text by saying, hey, I'm having a really hard day. Is there a chance that you're available for dinner? I could really use a friend or right. something. But it's like, we also are so many humans don't want to actually communicate the truth about what they're feeling, or they're not aware of what they're feeling. So it's like, again, goes back to, okay, get in touch with what's actually happening for you and then just be honest. Like
right.
people respond so much better to that than I think you would think they do. Like,
yes,
that has been something I've learned in the last 3 years. And it's genuinely changed my entire life to just shoot people straight kindly, but like yeah. just be straight up. Like, hey, I'm super overwhelmed right now. Like, this is big for me in dating. It's just like, I'm super overwhelmed right now. I am really interested in meeting you. This is just not a good time for me or something. Like, it's just
something
like, I'm
like
not
that,
trying
yeah.
to blow you up. Just say the fucking truth. It doesn't have to be so complex and difficult.
Right. You know, I'm so like averse to, I don't like conflict. So I try to
yes,
avoid
I know
it.
This
and
about you.
So it's when I have to give, even if it's like, I'm not even, it's not a fight. Like if I have to give someone a bad news or I'm like, you know, just saying no, like I
yeah,
have trouble
you hate
with
that.
I hate
yeah.
it. But there is nothing better. There's no better feeling than when you just fucking rip the Band-Aid off and do it. Because it frees you of the anxiety of having to do it by just
the build
fucking
up of
doing it.
Putting it off, it has to be so much worse. I don't relate to that, so it's hard, but I know the times where I've had the anticipation of stuff is really the thing that's making me crazy versus the actual experience or whatever conversation or whatever. So like the build up, but then, I had a thought and I lost it.
Oh no.
It was going to be so epic, y'all, like so epic and so good. I don't know. It was about the avoiding conflict. Oh, what I was going to say is I in one of my relationships recently, that was like a big thing. And he didn't feel good about conflict ever, very much like you, like just a kind soul, but like mm-hmm. would try to avoid conflict. And so that created problems in our relationship though, because I'm like, if you just communicate with me, like I'm not going to fight with you.
We're good.
But if you don't communicate with me and I have to guess, that is when I get pissed off. And that mm-hmm. is what that produces conflict. Cause I'm just like making up all these stories in my head about what's happening by your behavior. And if you just told me what was happening, it wouldn't really be an issue, you know? And so I just think it creates actually more problems to not communicate. And if people are responding poorly to your honest truth, especially if you say it in a kind way, do you really want those relationships in your life anyway?
Right. Yeah.
The people who are good will respect you.
Right. I guess it's where it gets gray is like when it's family or your boss or, you know, a work thing, someone that you're like doing business with that you don't even really know. Mm-hmm. That's when it really gets hairy. It's like when you're dealing with someone like, I don't know this fucking person, you know, like, so you don't even know what to expect. But
totally.
I mean, I think it all boils down to like, we should all just sort of respect each other. We should respect each other's privacy. We should expect each other's work-life balance. We should respect each other's time, and we should respectfully respond to people in whatever way is the most respectful way. Like,
well,
I know that
it's
sounds
also
really vague, but
maybe you want to say like respect the way that our culture, like, I don't know that this is changing, you know? I mean, do you take care of you? But like, there have been, that's like basically saying like, I wish the internet would go away, and maybe it all will. I don't know. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like that. So leaning in a little more to maybe having, I don't know, kinder etiquette. I feel like we're like the texting police today.
We're like old people now. We're like,
I
nice
feel
over text.
That. You guys, you have to respond. It's rude.
You know what the rudest thing is to start responding. I mean, this is for only Apple users. Like, you start responding, so you the person
so you
sees
see
the
bubbles,
and then you stop.
Oh,
you
nothing will
anything.
Make me crazier. You know, I literally will write, you know, I saw really, your bubbles.
You know what's fucked up is I have a GIF of that. So I can send someone that GIF and it just looks like I'm typing and typing.
That is
typing.
So rude.
I'm going to send it to you right now so you have it.
Great. Fuck with my head. Anyway, I'm curious what you guys think about this. Are you a person who feels obligated to text at all times? Are we missing the mark here by being so available all the time? Do you think it'll change in our culture? Or are you the person who's like, bitch, I'm not available all the time and I have boundaries around it. And I have some things to say to what you said. You can email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com, or I would love to hear this via voicemail. You can check out the voicemail on my Instagram page in the link in bio. Also, I'm at Velvet's Edge. Chip also put it in his bio. And one day we're going to get him to start posting about the podcast too.
I'm so bad at promoting myself. But you can follow me and not see any posts because I rarely post at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
You sold yourself and then you took it back because you were like, you can follow me, except I never post. You can't do it. We're going to work
story.
On that.
I post stories more than in feed.
Okay. Well, as you guys go into the weekend and Chip works on promoting himself, I hope that you are living on the edge and fuck.
You don't act casual when Kelly texts you.
If I text you, you better not be acting fucking casual, okay? No, I'm just kidding. You guys can act as casual as you want because it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
What? All right, as you guys go into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.